Welcome back to Casual Conversations. I am your host, Ryan Bean, here with my talented Elena Sweetser, my co-host, and are talking all things life, business, relationships, spouses, kids, investing.
My favorite topic, food.
You name food. We talk about that a lot too. Nothing's off the table. We kind of get into everything.
Yeah, and, just anything that revolves around life. We're talking about it.
Yeah. It's and again, thank you for all the continued support, and especially as of lately, I've been getting a lot more text messages and
my phone calls about it. Where the F are you at?
Yeah,
where the F you at? Because I get nothing from nobody.
No, they've been reached out. They've actually given me some topic ideas and things that they were related to. So again, I do know that there's a handful of people out there listening. And of course, my mother-in-law, Mary, I think she's our number one supporter. Yeah. I think she looks forward to tuning in every time.
Everybody's getting Christmas cards from Ryan, but my sphere, you're getting shit.
Nothing.
Cole, straight in the mirror. Not Cole. My husband, Cole, but yeah. I don't know, maybe.
sure will happen.
But Ryan and I want to jump into a certain topic. Normally we don't do a topic because, as you guys know, it's just as we go. It's a casual conversation as we go. But as Ryan and I are both very driven people, and we're both in the sales, Ryan has something he wants to discuss today that we know is going to be relatable, which is, as you said, you're struggling right now.
Yeah.
The business.
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenging economy right now. My business, like so many others, is tied to the housing market and new construction in particular. Now, again, there's still work out there and there's still activity, but we're heavily tied to new home construction, and it's been slow. The housing market is, again, not from what you're seeing from Elena, which is killing it. There is a housing crisis.
It sucks.
There are a lot of challenges when it comes with that. Interest rates, things like that, are keeping people on the sidelines. Yeah. And
put it in perspective for his job, who sells to new construction. New construction is beyond desperate right now. I mean, I just saw something the other day, two days ago, that 66% of the home builders are offering in massive incentives right now.
Sure.
They're desperate to sell their inventory because nothing's moving.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
So, and I have listings in new construction areas that are sitting for 100 plus days.
All right. Because
nobody's buying the new construction and nobody's buying the pre-owned.
Right.
Right? So it's rough.
But I will tell you this, is that when you see Elena flourishing the way she is, there's no bigger cheerleader than me. And we'll get into that as well, too. Because it's been a struggle now, and I wanted to put myself out there a little bit because we can't talk about being real on this podcast if we're not real, if we don't talk about our own real struggles.
Right.
And I'm struggling. I'm struggling mentally. It's been a tough grind. I'm training a very inexperienced sales staff against a very seasoned one. My most tenure guy on my entire team has got less than 3 years experience, and they're competing against some guys in certain markets, 25, 30 years experience. Mm-hmm. In a very tough market, which is even adding another layer in there. And we talk about how to motivate ourselves when you don't want to be motivated. When the easy thing to do is to quit, the easy thing to do is to get frustrated, the easy thing to do is to just, look at, blame others, blame the economy. You start playing
victim mode.
Yeah, you go to victim mode, and I refuse to be that person.
I think when you struggle mentally, you naturally go into that victim mode, but do you stay a victim? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because it's you're human.
Sure.
You will go in victim mode. Sure. I went 2024, I was in victim mode since end of 2023 till December 2024.
Right.
That's cool.
Right.
I was not in a good place.
Sure. And I think that I've been there for a while. I've been there with you. And, sometimes we put on the fake smile. We put on the, I have to motivate my team. So I have to be the cheerleader, right? So even though when you don't have someone kind of cheering for you because I am the leader, right? And that's the downfall with being in a leadership position is, you look behind you, there's no one there. It's on you.
You in the mirror.
Yeah, that's what it is. And these guys are relying on me to mold them. They're relying on me for their livelihoods. Their families are relying on me to lay out a career path. And it's one that I take seriously, but it comes with a lot of stress and it's been a challenge. And I think that it was a very relatable topic to talk about today is just how you find yourself the motivation when you don't want to be motivated.
Well,
there's days you wake up, you start your car and you don't even know where to start because you just kind of, you're kind of in that headspace. And I've been there for a little bit, but I think what's pushing me is the opportunity. And I feel like this may be the biggest opportunity in my career.
Absolutely.
As successful as I've been along the way, it's typically been from just personal accolades. Mm-hmm. It's been about what I've been able to do myself. And now I get to kind of see what I'm made of. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what pushes me every day. I think what allows me to say, you know what, I'm going to go do it, even though I don't want to do it. I'd rather just work from home today, or I'd rather make an excuse of why I can't do it. I keep leaning on the fact that the opportunity to rebuild this team and to do it in a market that is so hard, how big can we be? How great will we be if we come out of it on the other side?
So that reminds me of my conference that I went to last week with Tim Grover, and I think we tapped into it a couple episodes ago, but now is a perfect time to re-bring it up. Yeah. Two things that came to mind when you were saying that. Number one, what he said, it is a privilege to be under pressure. Mm-hmm. It is a privilege to be under pressure, and that's what you are. You're under pressure because you have opportunities.
Sure.
If you had no pressure behind you, you had nothing.
Right.
So
that's a great point.
Remember that. The second thing, most people don't realize this, it's a blessing to be broken. Because when you're broken, all the pieces are on the ground, and then you get to choose what pieces stay on the ground, and you get to choose what pieces to pick up to rebuild and what pieces to add on to rebuild.
And that's why people are paying, you know, whatever amount of money to get their ticket, because those people know what's going on. Great advice.
When I saw that, I mean, obviously I was texting Cole immediately, like all these quotes, you know, mm-hmm. because Cole's in a place too. He's trying to rebuild as well. And so I'm seeing him, I'm like, come on, baby, I'm learning this stuff. Let's build. And so I told him, I was like, it is a blessing to be broken. You can't forget that. And most people think when they're broken, they're done. Mm-hmm. And you can't be rebuilt, but you can. They rebuild stuff all the time.
Well, we talk about it all the time as well, is that, you know, adversity reveals character, right? Yeah. That's a great quote from Dan Bessette that I'll always hang on to, is it doesn't build character, it reveals it. And, you know, I can say that about myself, is I feel like I'm someone that has a tremendous amount of character and I'm going to do the right thing. And I just, you know, the word I quit just isn't in my vocabulary.
It's not
I just
in your
can't
nature.
I can't do it. And guys think I'm crazy, and people were like, man, you can have, you know, such less stress, and you can make more money, and you can, you know, go on a different career path. You're still young, relatively young, because I'm seasoned, not old yet. I'm experienced. So there's a lot of opportunities out there, and opportunities come to me every single year.
Yeah.
And I get asked on a regular basis why I don't take them. Mm-hmm. And a big reason is because of my guys. I just see that there's a lot of people depending on me. Mm-hmm. And I like being depended on. I think I like to bitch and moan about it sometimes
too. You strive in leadership roles.
I enjoy watching people get the best of themselves. Mm-hmm. Seeking the best of themselves, and I try to make people around me better. I want them to see what their potential is, and I love that. Mm-hmm. But I also have a great relationship with these people. And, you know, for me, you know, some people are good at separating business from personal. That's just not me.
Yeah.
I can't be that guy. I've got executives that I've worked for, leaders that I work for, that I think over the years or their career, they did a phenomenal job of separating the business from the personal side. That's just not who I am as a person. Yeah. I can't not connect with my guys. And when I see their wives or their girlfriends or their significant others, I see their children, and I know they want to give their kids a good life. I know they want to be able to provide for their families. I know they want to be able to do nice things. I take a lot of ownership in that,
yeah.
And I take it very seriously. And I think that's what's been beating me up the most, is I feel like I'm letting my bosses down. I feel like I'm letting them down, because I really felt that I'd be a lot further along coming into 2025, especially coming off of such a rough year last year. Mm-hmm. I really felt like it was going to be a pretty good year. Mm-hmm. And it just hasn't turned out to be that. And I just, you know, I chalk it up to I'm having a couple bad seasons, right? And
well, let's look at this. Okay, let's put the negative aside for a second.
Yeah.
And let's think of the positive. What have you done this year? Business and personal.
Guys, well, personal.
Let's start with personal, because I know you've done a lot of good things personally. So, and I'm doing what my therapist did to me last year.
Personally, I don't know what I've done really personally. I mean, I've lived pretty much the same life that I've always lived. I've gone on nice vacations.
You celebrated 20-year anniversary.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. So that's
how many people can say that, especially our generation.
It's true.
And you just didn't just celebrate it in your house. You celebrated in a beautiful island.
Right. Well, Allison's expensive. If I just told her I was going to...
Hey, you know what? If I was a man, I'd marry that woman in a heartbeat, okay?
Oh, my God. She's amazing. I want her to do it.
As I walk up and you have, like, the beautiful leaf arch in your house. Drive past your house and kids like, there's Miss Allison's house.
Everyone knows it. And, you know, people are like, man, why do you always let Allison, you know, do all this stuff? And I said, because it makes her happy.
I said, it makes her happy. And in return, it makes you happy. Yeah, and she creates a home.
If my biggest complaint in my life is that my wife wants to spend money decorating the house and making it super special at the holidays, you know... The mom is the magic of the holidays. Everyone thinks it's not that. It's absolutely the mom. And I give her a hard time mostly because I'm the one that has to move all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's less about the money and what she spends on it. It's more about all the totes and sheds and attics and re-pulling stuff out and putting it away. That's
but when you walk into your home in a season and you see, when you walk to your
house.
It's
warm.
And you drive up and you feel at home.
That makes me.
Not a lot of people have that.
That's a huge blessing. And girl, like I said, I'm grateful for everything I have. There's no, you know, I lean into the positivity on a regular basis. And yes, I've achieved. I've got guys on the road.
We're talking personal now.
No, this is personal.
Talking personal. I'm doing to you what my therapist said to me last year. Now, what else have you done personally?
I've been able to make up for a lot of the business that I lost. I lost a really big customer last year. It was the largest of my career. The largest customer in our state, honestly. It was about $5 million a year they decided to shut down. I've recouped a big chunk of that.
Okay.
That was a massive win. I've watched my kids flourish in the things they want to do. I've been able to allow them to go do the things that they want to do that make them happy.
You're in position to get your daughter a car for her 16th birthday.
Yeah, we got it.
Especially in our economy, are in that position.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we put ourselves in a good position to be able to weather the storm.
I know. So look at that. Maybe God is giving you a blessing this year or last year as a blessing, because all you've known is grinding.
Yeah.
Grinding to build. And maybe if you turn it over and you look at this as a blessing, because now he's forcing me to slow down. One of your kids is about to go to college next year.
I know. It's crazy. And
When Addie goes to college, grind all you want.
Sure.
But you have 2 more years with these kids.
We're in a small window. And that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of pressure right now, right? Because I've got the pressure of the home life, of kids that are close to the exit. And I really barely see my son by the time he goes to the gym, goes to school, works,
girlfriend.
You know, fishing. He's on the weekends. He's going. Girlfriend. We don't see him as often. And then Addison is just cheer, right? So our kids are busy. We have a busy life, but it's a blessing to have a busy life. Like you just said, it's, you know, the busy is a huge blessing.
Busy's not boring. I say that all the time.
Yeah. And work wise, there's been progress. We've definitely made progress this year. We've created opportunities for our staff. Guys have moved up. It's been the next man up mentality. We've lost some staff along the way too for other opportunities, which was better for their life. So there's a lot of that stuff that I'm trying to lean into. And I love what you're trying to say. And I hope our listeners look at it that way too, is lean into what's going good in your life. And I've always done a really good job doing that.
Okay.
I think that's what continues to motivate me every day, push me every day. Cause I'm not someone that has to constantly be pushed, but to your point, I'm human like everybody else. And,
we're driven people, but there comes a point where we drive ourselves to insanity.
Sure.
Right. And that's where I was last year. I drove myself to insanity.
Yeah.
And so that's when my real estate coach, but mainly my therapist, really made me slow down, break down. I was broken and rebuild. And they're like, what, Elena, is success to you? And so like last year, right. I'll tell you, I mean, I'll get personal now. Last year, at the end of the year, I was telling my therapist, I was like, I was just a failure this year. That's plain simple. I mean, I sold a decent amount. Technically, was still top producer, but in my terms, I was a complete failure.
And that's where I'm at right now this year. Is I'm like, I'm used to being a winner.
Right.
I'm used to being on top. And, you know, like I told my guys, it can't be the greatest comeback story if you don't start at the bottom.
Yeah.
And that's what I keep telling my guys. I'm like, guys, what a comeback story it's going to be when we turn this thing around.
Phase 2,
2.0. Yeah, we just got to rebuild it. It's just, you know, it's just like I said, as of late, when you feel like you're doing everything right, you feel like you keep changing your strategy. Mm-hmm. I keep trying different things and they seem to not be working.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. And I think a big part of it is because my staff is just so young and they're so new in this business. that's one of the biggest struggles, because I know we've got the ability to go do what we need to do to be successful. The hard part is the way I'm doing it is obviously not resonating, or maybe it is, it's just not resonating as fast as I hoped it would. Because again, I do believe that a lot of my guys are progressing. They're getting better every single month. They're, you know, they're doing what they need to do to learn. They're engaged. Those are all huge wins. I lean on those things. But at the end of the day, you know as well as I do, Elena, we're in a sales position.
Yeah.
And
I'm all commission.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And there, even though you, I think you're salary commission, right?
Yeah.
And so even then with that.
Salary, there's not much commission in the last couple of years.
Yeah. Well, but it's coming.
Trust me. Yeah.
It's coming.
That's what they keep saying.
But that's what, okay. One thing they also said about Tom Ferry Vent last year, there's all, after a drought, there's always a recovery.
Yeah.
And you have to hold on to that.
Yeah.
But what I was saying about last year when my therapist really broke me down, like, I'm not kidding. I think I teared up in the therapy, and I've been in therapy for 3 years and I've never cried in a therapy session. I refuse to cry in front of people, even though you see me tear up a few times, but I refuse. I hate it. Anyways, he was like, put work aside. What did we accomplish this year? And I was like, I don't know. And he's like, okay. So most realtors, you're telling me, went through divorces because their lives were so awful, they financially, whatever. And I was like, okay, well, we had some rough moments, but yeah, I'm still married. That's a big deal.
Sure,
right?
It's a huge deal.
So he was like, so you look at it as, because last year, 2023 is when Cole switched out of coaching, right? So 2024 is really when that massive transition came for me and him. And I look back and I was like, you were in a place where you could invest in your relationship and take a pause on your career, although you still did decent on your career, not per your terms, but you went all in on your relationship and you guys didn't fail. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's a massive fucking win. Mm-hmm. Think about it.
Mm-hmm. No, it's huge.
You know, and so I was like, you know what? Yeah, I would give up a year of sales being number one to have my husband by my side. So, right?
Yeah, yeah. We just have high expectations for ourselves. I know you do as well. And we beat ourselves up because we never feel like it's enough.
I mean, you see what I'm doing now, and I'm still like, I'm not doing enough.
You're not, and you're killing it. And you're killing it.
That's how our brains work.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. You either, we're driven people, but there's a point that you drive yourself to insanity.
Yeah. No, and I think, you know, and I've got a great support system around us. This podcast has helped me a lot because it gives me a place to vent. And like I said, I just felt like it was the right time to talk about this because it's been weighing on me for a while. And it's just something that, you know, and I know a lot of people that are listening to us, they find the same struggles, and there's days they want to quit. Yeah. There's days they're like, you know what? I personally and professionally, I just can't get anywhere. I think I'm doing everything right. And I just can't seem to get over that hump. And most people quit. And for me, I've always looked at it as I'm not going to do all this work and put all this effort in and quit when you're that so much closer.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, if you traveled halfway, and you go back to the start, you travel the same distance if you just push through the second half. And I lean on that a lot.
Have you seen those pictures where this guy is mining for diamonds and he stops right when he's this close to hit the diamond because he's just worn out and he's done and he stops.
Yeah.
And there's a massive diamond just two more hits away.
Right.
And he quits.
Right.
You never know when that diamond's coming. So that's the difference between successful people. We will grind because we will find that diamond.
We're going to find it. And for me, like I said, quitting is not an option. It's not something that's in my DNA. And for me, I want people out there that are struggling in the same boat I am is just to not quit. And it's going to get better. And you know what? There's things you can't control.
You can't compare yourself to previous year Ryan. I couldn't. That was another thing my therapist last year. He's like, you can't compare yourself to the previous year Elena.
Yeah.
Market's different. You're different.
Yeah, I don't think that I'm comparing myself to what I've done in the past. I'm comparing myself to, I thought I'd be a lot further along than I am now. When I set my goals at the beginning of the year, I set my goals last year. And again, a lot of these things are outside our control. We can't control the economy.
Yeah.
We can't control the interest rates. We can't control what issues are, if our buyers buy or they don't buy. We can't control that. What we can control is our effort. And I feel like I'm putting more effort in now than I ever have before. Mm-hmm. I'm working more hours now than I have in a long time. And it just isn't turning yet. And I think that part is just going, man, what am I missing? What is the part that I'm not doing? And I think we've talked about this as well, is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, is the definition of insanity.
So
I'm not doing that. I've been changing the philosophy. I've been changing the strategy. I've been looking at things differently. And again, it's just no momentum. And every time I get an inch of it, a major setback happens, right? I lose one of my most seasoned guys, that took another opportunity, and I wish him nothing but the best. But as soon as we just started getting some things going in that territory, I think last month was probably the best month he's had all year. No exaggeration. The best month he's had all year, maybe in the last 2 years, just in time for him to take another opportunity.
Do I know who that is?
Yeah, it's Trevor.
Oh,
so
I
yeah,
know that.
Yeah, he's going. He's going to chase his dream in Florida, and he's got a real opportunity with his buddy and his company. Yeah. And again, I love him. I love his family, and I wish them nothing but the best. And he had to take this leap of faith. And yeah. I don't ever hold anyone back from bettering their life. But it's just those type of things where you're just like, okay, finally, at least in one or two of these areas, we're seeing some things turn. And then boom, right? And it's testing me mentally.
So why do you think?
I think God is really just pushing me. But to me, it's going to make me see what I'm made of. And I love that. Honestly, I love the challenge. I'm leaning into the challenge of, okay, this is something that most people would quit. Most people would give up. Most people would throw in the towel, especially when they're being offered positions at other companies and things like that, right? Mm-hmm. The easy thing to do would be walk away. And I'm just not going to do it.
Do you remember, I think it was a couple months ago, you said what your goal was to be in your career?
Yeah.
Like in 10-year time?
Still the same goal.
So maybe look at it now as God is saying, you're not ready yet. So he's telling you to lean in and have faith.
Oh, yeah.
Lean in and have faith. Yeah. Lean in and have faith.
It's great advice.
So he is building you now to be that person that you want to be. So when you get there, you don't fail.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. Therapy session. Seeing him is free.
So I pay for therapy.
I'm spearheading.
I'll start charging you.
I'm spearheading off of her. Yeah, she needs to start charging me. No,
therapy and coaching my real estate.
Yeah,
coach.
It's great advice.
But
I mean,
that's what you have to hold on to. And the other thing that helped me last year with my therapist was like, what does your measuring stick look like? He's like, block out, you know, what other realtors are doing, block out what you've done in the past, block out, block out, block out. What is your measuring stick this year? What do you need to do this year to be proud of yourself? Now, of course, I was like, well, I need to sell 100 million. And he was like, no, that is you putting in other people's sales, right? He's like, what do you need to do this year to be proud of yourself? And so, you know, I listened and I was like, okay. And so this going into this year, that's what I listed. And I'm like, it takes so much of that pressure off, mm-hmm. you know? You're not trying to be what others are expecting you to be.
I think for me, that's a great way to look at it. I think for me, the proud moment would be what would make me proud is exactly what we're talking about, is the failure to quit, mm-hmm. The failure to let tough times define me, mm-hmm. right? Those are things that I can look back at this year and go, you know what? It was tough. It's been a tough couple years. It's been very hard. It's been hard on me mentally. Mm-hmm. It's been hard on me physically, to be honest with you. I haven't slept very well. I haven't treated my body well. I haven't, you know, been the best version of myself on that side of it, but I didn't quit. And that's something I will always hold my hand on, my hat on. But at the end of the day, I work, and so do you, in a performance-driven industry. And results are expected. And that's just a part of it, guys. When you're in sales, you got to perform. And
well, that's the difference between our careers, because I don't have people with VPs above me that are like, hit these numbers, hit these numbers. So you have like double-ended pressure because you're getting your team up, and then you've got your VPs who are like VPs, presidents, not enough. So that's a lot of pressure.
It is. And, you know, your suppliers are upset because you're not supporting them as much. You're not buying as much. And, you know, the suppliers depend on what we do too. And, I take that very, very personally. And I think I'm probably one of the fewer guys that do. Mm-hmm. I think most guys will look in their own bubble and they figure, okay, how does this affect me? How does this affect my family? I look at it as I've got a lot of friends in this industry, and I've got a lot of people that have taken care of me, you know, when I needed them most. And I feel like I'm not repaying the favor right now. They need the help because of the slower economy and things like that, and we're not getting it done.
Do you think you're creating that? Do you where's the fact behind that? Let's take the emotion aside. Where's the fact behind that?
Oh, we're just buying way less. I mean, at the end of the day.
But you said you're not doing enough for them. But mm-hmm. are you creating that reality in your head?
Probably.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, no one's putting that pressure on me. It's not like they're saying that. Yeah.
That, like, I had a seller the other day. I haven't been able to sell their house in 2 months. Now it's their price point, and it's going to take a few months, right? But they text me out of the blue, can we meet you at that? Because it's a vacant house. Can we meet you at the house? And I started spiraling. I was like, they hate me. They're going to fire me. They're going to tell me I suck. And then I get there. I'm literally creating all the shit in my head. And I get there, and they're like, hey, we're happy with what you're doing. We just want to know what else can we do to get this sold. Should we do this? Should we do that? I was like, well, it's just the market. We went over the stats. I'm like, let's look at the facts, okay? This is the market. Yep. This is the area. This is what's selling around you. And I said, nothing else is selling around you. If everything right. else is selling, I'd be a little bit more concerned.
Right.
I was like, but we, per the comps, are priced where we need to be. Now, at the end of the day, if you want to sell it faster, the only thing we can control is price.
Right.
So you create demand.
Right.
And so I sat there and talked to them, and I left. They're like, thank you again so much for everything you're doing. And I'm sitting in my car. I was like, why the frick do I do that to myself?
Because you're, in your eyes, you feel like you're not getting it done, right? You're usually such a superstar in everything that you do. So if a house sits for 2 or 3 months, you're automatically thinking, okay, what am I not doing? And I think that's just human nature for any performer. Any performer looks at it as, okay, what am I doing wrong? What is the missing piece that I'm not seeing? What angle am I not looking at? Is someone out there doing it better than me? And if they're doing it better than me, what are they doing that I'm not doing?
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, we absolutely put things in our head, and you know, I there's a lot of things that go on in my head. Who knows what's going on up there? It's screwed up. So again, apologize for everyone out there. Yeah. It's again, it's just for me. I'm always going to bet on myself. I know I can get it done. And I think that I'm just trying to let everyone know what's pushing me to stay motivated when it's hard to stay motivated. Yeah. And what's motivating me every day is the opportunity that I have. And I'm telling you, this may be the biggest one. It may be a blessing in disguise.
It is, but it's not
because,
maybe. It is.
Yeah, this is the opportunity for me to, the biggest opportunity in my career to say, you know what? I took a very, very young, green staff and threw them in probably one of the biggest or the most challenging markets we've seen since the recession. There's no doubt about it. This has definitely been one of the most challenging recessions from an activity standpoint. Uh-huh. All their stuff, tariffs and trade, all the stuff going around us is secondary. It's just been a tough market overall. And, you know, but I'm blessed, right? I have a job. I have a career to go to. I get to hop in a company car. I've got customers that are, you know, still here. Those things are the things that you got to lean into when you feel like you're in some of your darkest moments. Right. And, I just felt like it was something I wanted to get off my chest. I wanted the listeners out there to know that, you know, me and Elena talk about how we're in the grind with you. Mm-hmm. This is me showing you, I'm literally living proof that I'm dealing with the same stuff that a lot of you guys are dealing with. And I will say this, I could not be happier for Elena.
Oh.
And that's the mark of a true friend. That's the mark of the people that you want in your circle, because the people that are cheering for you the loudest, even when they're struggling, and I am, I could not be prouder, happier, and sincerely for what Elena's doing, because you're seeing her go through those things. And yeah, and I may be behind a couple years, and that's fine, right? And we talk about not comparing. I don't compare myself to Elena. I never look at it as, well, wait a minute, I'm struggling in my work, yet she's flourishing, she's having a record year, she's smashing records, she's doing all these things. Again, I'm cheering for her at the top of my lungs. I could not be happier.
Yeah.
And I think that be that person to your friends too.
Well, and it honestly, immediately, so my son has been going through a phase lately. That's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair. And so just of 2 days ago, we were playing Monopoly. So it's not fair that you rolled a six and you got the coins. And I said, you know what, son? Let's, because he said it so many times. I said, instead of saying it's not fair, let's say good for you.
Yeah.
Change your mindset. Because once you output positivity,
sure,
it'll come right back to you.
We agree.
And most people don't see that. Like, you're in a place, you're like, oh, whatever, she's doing better than me, blah, blah, blah. Well, what you're putting out is coming right back to you.
Absolutely. And I've always been that way. I'm very thankful for that.
Episode. Remember, I was like, one thing I really appreciate about you and I admire about you is the fact that you're always happy for other people, no matter where you are.
I want all my friends and family and the people that are listening and the people that are out there, people that I'm around, to have the best life they possibly can. Yeah. It's too short. Man, this window that we're here is such a small sliver in time. And I want everyone that I know to make the most out of that sliver. And I intend to. And that means, does that mean it's going to be easy? No. Mm-hmm. The hard is what makes it great. The hard, when you go through the hard and you come out the other side, it's so much more rewarding. And again, these are the things I'm leaning into every day, guys, when I have to motivate myself. And I know you guys are out there, a lot, at least a handful of you that are listening, struggle with that. You struggle with, how do I motivate myself? Because I feel like everything is stacked against me. Nothing's going right. I can't catch a break. Rather than, okay, let me be happy for the people that are around me that are doing well. What can I learn from this situation? How do I change what I'm doing and change my strategy? How do I pivot? And that's what I lean into. And I'm leaning into that hard right now. And sometimes it's harder than other times.
Most people forget about the yin and the yang. You can't have success without a struggle.
Right. Yeah. And guys, for my team that's listening, if any of you listen, which you probably don't, it is going to be the greatest comeback ever. And it's going to be something that we go celebrate. And when you look back and we realize, you know what, we got kicked down in the dirt. You know, we got knocked down 20 times. We got up 21.
What I was going to tell you earlier. Why don't you look at it as, yes, your new team is green and they're new, but you are creating a new wave of business. Because once this recession is over, which it will be, I think it's going to be sooner than we think.
Yep.
I think 2026 is going to be a knockout year, in my opinion. Once you guys come out of that, y'all are going to be in a position that most people who aren't grinding right now and giving up.
Yeah.
You're going to just look at it. You're absorbing. Y'all are going to explode.
Right.
You're absorbing knowledge. You're absorbing failure. You're absorbing new systems, new personalities, new business, whatever you are. Absorb. So once that time comes, you're exploding.
Yeah.
Look at it like a volcano.
I think she should be a therapist in her real life. Maybe real estate should be a side gig.
What am I doing here?
And you should be a therapist. But,
right?
Great
like,
advice.
Look at yourself as a volcano. Yeah. Maybe that should be your new symbol.
The volcano out of the buffalo is my thing, girl.
Well,
you know that.
Your team, you know, like you guys are right now just building and about to explode.
Sure. No, and that's exactly right. And that's what
we focus. And then you melt everything around you.
With that, guys, this has been a great conversation. And again, you know, to Elena, thank you for being the sounding board today for me. And, you know, we put ourselves out there and we got to be vulnerable as well. And, you know, for any of you guys out there that can relate to what I'm going through right now, hit us up.
Episode resonated with you, do us a favor, share it.
Yeah. And tell us what you've done to get through your moments.
I would like to hear from one of my friends at some point. That'd be nice.
Yeah. And if there's been times where you needed to motivate yourself when you didn't want to, or there's times that you knew you wanted to quit and you didn't, let us know how what you did to get through it. I would love to hear from you guys.
Chances are one of your friends is going through a tough time right now, and they needed to hear this episode.
Yeah. So anyway, guys, we will catch you on the next one. Take care. Oh, closing to our social marketing director, Amber. She's about to go to Yosemite for the first time. Yellowstone, not Yosemite, Yellowstone.
I was like, yes.
And she is over the moon for it. I can't wait for her to get that experience.
But she's a hustler.
She's
doing all this before she leaves. Like, she's a hustler.
She is. And we hope you have a phenomenal vacation. Enjoy that time with your mom. Enjoy that time with your friends. Those moments are the precious ones you got to hang on to. So
bring Ryan back a buffalo.
If you can bring back one baby buffalo, or just get a picture of a close one, but not too close. They're aggressive. Anyway, guys, thank you for the Ryan vent session today, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Peace.
Take care.
You feel better?
I do.
See?
Awesome. Oh, almost fell.
I wasn't gonna catch you either.
I wouldn't. Yeah. Ryan, you're on your own. All right. Thank you, girl. I do feel better.
Sucked if I wasn't here in the bathroom, huh?
Oh, that's your cartoon, dude.